Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be your host today along with Brigitte. This show is all about the preparation for the 11/11 gateway of 11/11/2022. We'll have more on that from Brigitte here in a couple minutes. We've been offering our show here once or twice a month in place of the in-person events we have normally held over in our center in New Jersey. So if you'd like to stay informed about our future radio shows and down the road when we offer more in-person events as well as expos, please feel free to sign up for our monthly email newsletter on Brigitte's website, www.lightbridge101.com. Most of our shows lately, like this one, have been pre-recorded, so we normally email out the link to everyone a day or so after we've recorded the show. So with that, I'd also like to give out the website info. And again, to find out more about Brigitte and the services she offers, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. To find out more about me and the music recordings that I offer, you can visit my website, www.mikesnydercc.com. There on my site, you can find music, previous recordings of classes Brigitte has offered over the years, and all the links to both this radio show and other ones we have done over the years. So with that, I'd like to introduce Brigitte.
Hello, everybody. It's this time of the year again, 11/11. It's hard to believe that we already are almost all the way through the year. The winter solstice is going to be next. And then we are already at the beginning of the next year. Wow, this went fast. Now, 11/11 is always very much close to my heart because I always feel a little bit like a galactic warrior here on Earth. And you might feel the same way. Out of stardust we are born, into stardust we return, kind of thing. And 11/11 reminds us to really come in touch with our own divine master self. 11 is a master number, as you probably all know. One versus one, one facing one, you facing your own self. And by encompassing and embracing all of you with love and with compassion, you can shift your consciousness to another level of awareness. And that is really what the 11/11 gateway is about, is a new alignment, raising your vibrational frequency, a galactic portal that allows you to shift and to create a new experience for yourself and all those that you come in contact with. The idea is you walk the path so others that can follow, and that's all what we are doing already. So St. Germain very much loves this time on 11, and I will step back and let him do all the talking and everything that he wants to do to guide you on this path of awakening. Now, also, if you listen to it after or before or at, but we are also having a very powerful eclipse at the full moon, which is kind of a pre-stage to the 11/11 energy because it allows us to go deep within our own feeling world, to face our fears, to face that, what we might call our shadow side, to just give birth to a new aspect of ourselves, embracing these darker sides with love and light. So, precious times, certainly times of transformation that accelerate us forward. So stay tuned to what St. Germain has to share and guide you to. And yeah, with that, we have to play the first piece of music before Saint-Germain comes through and talks to you directly. Mike, what are we going to play today?
The third ray heart activation.
Perfect to opening up your heart. So close your eyes, feel your spirit guides with you, and just open yourself up to that, what Saint-Germain has. Greetings, my friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint-Germain, and there's so much love I have for you on your path of transformation and ascension you're on. We all know, we members of the hierarchy of light, that it is not always easy to be in human form. You are consistently confronting parts of yourself that feel uncomfortable, that feel separate from the divine, that you witness outside of yourself, bringing sadness and bringing moments of loneliness. And yet in these moments is the seed of great new awakening, great new births, new beginnings. It is in the chaos. It is in the darkness. It is in the moments of utter aloneness that you give birth to a new alignment, a new sense of all oneness, a new sense of self. And so when you face your darkness, your shadow side, your fears, don't get discouraged. When you experience something in the world that hurts your feelings, that makes you feel that all the work, all the spiritual work you've done might not be fruitful or effective, or bring about much want to change, then take a deep breath. Let go of the judgment. Let go of the fear through your breath. Breathe in your divine I am. Breathe out the effects of that, what is touching your heart in that moment, whether it's fear, whether it's anger, whether it's sadness. Just let it go. If there's nothing you can do at that moment, what's left for you is to be in alignment. If you can't act, if you can't change a situation, if you simply have to witness a situation, then all you can focus on is the light within yourself. And that is what 1111 reminds you of. The alignment between you, your soul, your divine I am, and the cosmic heart. The cosmic heart that is also part of your heart, just as your heart is part of the cosmic heart. Open your heart up so that the bridge between you, your thoughts, your feelings, and your divine I am can strengthen through your soul. Often you underestimate the thoughts, and 1111 reminds you that through your thoughts, you create feelings, and the feelings create actions. Of course, you can also look at it the other way around. Feelings create thoughts that then trigger actions. But it doesn't really make a difference. With the 1111 frequency, especially in a year like 2022, where you have the 22 as a reminder that 11 and 11 adds up to 22, then you will find that your thoughts will become even more significant because you're an aspect of God who has created the great spirit of all that is. And the power of your mind can hold heaven in the palms of your hand. Just believe in heaven surrounding you, being part of you, being infused into you and through you into the world that you live in. You yourself are the 1111 portal. Your heart opens up to that unique frequency that is the 1111 frequency, making you at this time a living portal that allows a higher frequency of illumination to come through you and out into the world. Therefore, don't underestimate who you are. Who you are within all that is. Celebrate you truly for the time you've chosen to come here to Earth is such a significant time, even though it might feel like nothing is changing, nothing is happening. There is so much transformation occurring underneath the surface, just like transformation of a caterpillar into a beautiful butterfly cannot be seen. All you see is that outer form that looks not that beautiful, and yet at some point it becomes the most magnificent beautiful, colorful butterfly opening up its wings to fly out into the world, and not flying out in a straight line, no, flying into different directions and letting the wind take it into all kinds of places that are adventurous, unknown, to be experienced for the first time. And so you too are the stages of transformation to be raised into a form and into an experience that might bring to you adventures, that might bring to you experiences that you've never seen before. And that is beautiful. You don't need to have a plan. You don't need to know what this looks like. All you have to do is trust in your divine I Am to guide you, to liberate you, to show you the way. You are truly blessed in more ways than you can imagine. Remind yourself that you are God and God is you, that you are blessed through an aspect of the divinity that you bring into form here on earth through the temple of your body. That is something so very sacred. So when times like the lunar eclipse are taking place, when times like the election taking place where you feel utterly helpless when you see the end result, because there are so many coming together, making a decision for all, then I remind you, let go of the fear, let go of any preconceived ideas, and just allow yourself to step back into your alignment, into that 11-11 alignment, and to be the observer in the knowing that there's absolutely nothing happening on earth at this time that doesn't have purpose. And the main purpose is the awakening of humanity. The purpose is the raising of frequency and consciousness. The purpose is to give birth to a consciousness of love and peace and joy and harmony. And just like the creek runs into a river and the river eventually runs into the ocean, all of humanity eventually will merge back into the oneness of all that is, into the grace, in agape love. And no matter how much your human self is terrified and is creating distractions, sabotaging you into believing that you're alone, that you're separate, that you're unworthy of a greater love, that you're unworthy of respect, that you're unworthy of this and that, you will work through that eventually in taking a step back and realizing that you're so much more. You are the embodiment of the Christ itself. It's just a matter of being willing to open your eyes to the truth of who you are. And this is not the truth that can be distorted through conspiracy theories. This is not a truth that can change depending on the perspective of the beholder, because your Christ itself has a very unique energy imprint. And once you feel that, once you allow it to expand and fully encompass you and work with you and through you out into the world that you live in, everything begins to change. And words become meaningless because the change is felt on a heart level. And feelings can never lie. They only speak the truth. Emotions can lie. Feelings cannot. There's a big difference. Feelings will tell you where you still need to look at your thoughts because you're hanging on to a belief system that I keep you limited and in bondage. Feelings have shown you where you've not allowed enough love to come into your life. Feelings show where you have to nurture yourself a little bit more because you've not allowed to maintain a state of balance, a balance between giving and receiving, a balance between rest and work, balance between laughter and being focused. Laughter is very important. So trust the process, release the outer and focus on your inner self. And we will do this now with a piece of music. And all I want you to do to align yourself with the 11 frequencies is to take a couple of deep breaths in and out and let yourself sink deeper within your heart center. And as you do that, open yourself up and simply call down your divine I am to create an alignment that reaches up and out beyond you into the higher realms, connecting you with the star portal of the 1111 frequency and through that to the cosmic heart. Simply see pure light coming all the way down from the cosmic heart of this universe through the 1111 portal into your crown, illuminating your mind, opening you up to witness the truth of your Christed Master Self. Open yourself up now to receive this activation and attunement. the lion. Allow your physical self to fully dissolve. Let your consciousness flow up with the light. Radiant star of the 11th gateway. Some of you might see it as a spiral galaxy pulling you in, pulling into this light. And allow you for one moment to become a spectrum of a multitude of colors and music and taste and feelings and just going through a prism of transformation. And as you move through this portal and you come to the other side, you can feel the magnetic pull of the cosmic Christ love pulling you further into the heart, into the cosmic heart of this universe. Experience the cosmic heart of this universe in a unique way. Don't let it limit you. Whatever it is perfect. It might only be a sensation, a feeling, a thought, a vision. It is absolutely perfect in its own unique way. Simply know that as you enter the cosmic heart of this universe, you will be changed, you will be shifted, you will receive a light encoding into yourself that is assisting in releasing further some of those old paradigms that have been anchored within you, within your heart, within your mind, that no longer serve you, that no longer need to be carried forward. Whether it is a paradigm, whether it is an old belief system, an old structure of limitation, of fear, of sadness, of loneliness, whatever the story is, simply know that you are now going through a process of recalibration, of transformation, where you're going to open yourself up to the vastness of grace, opening up to the divine love and light that you are at your essence. You are love and light. Nothing else is true. Everything else is an illusion. So experience now the depth of the cosmic love and the cosmic light that is you. Simply experience this infusion of your own true essence that's in every part of yourself. from the cosmic heart of this universe is your pure light now being propelled out like a starburst into the cosmos. And as you fly through the cosmos, you witness stars being born, stars dying. You see supernovas and black holes. You witness how some galaxies merge together to become one great galaxy. How in other areas galaxies are being born. You feel within the heart, within the deepest parts of yourself, that you are truly part of all of that. That the universe is part of you and you're part of the universe. That your heart is beating to the vibration and the beat of the cosmic heart. And that no matter how small you might appear to be, that you are a significant building block of all that is, of the vastness of all of creation. And you're taken on your journey through this universe, you're taken to an ancient place that is calling to you. For everyone, this place is slightly different, but you will remember it as a place that is very sacred for you, where you descend onto that planet or star, and you're greeted by one of your ancient galactic friends that's been waiting for you. You no longer are a burst of starlight, but what you are now is a resemblance of the light body that is yours. And as you connect with this galactic spirit guide that has always been watching over you, as you find yourself in the sacred place that you know, you've gone through deep inner transformation in this place, atonements, awakenings, teachings, but you receive wisdom. You know that you've returned here in acknowledgement to the foundation you received at this place, and that you have received a gift there that is now ready to be activated yet again, once again, for you to take with you to Earth. It is not important for you to know what truly means to you right now. Simply know that it will make life a lot easier for you and for those that you come in contact with. It is a form of a healing gift, helping you to become more whole and more aware of your divine essence, and through you doing the same for others as well. So let this galactic guide now give you this gift. For some of you, it will be in form of a pendant. For others, it will simply be an activation of your heart. Simply allow yourself to receive this gift in whatever form or way is appropriate at this moment. And with this sealed into you is this higher 1111 frequency for you to anchor on Earth in the days ahead. Now that this galactic guide is with you and you can call on this guide at any time, this guide is going to assist you in the next steps of transformation you shall be taking for the benefit of all. Now let your physical body call you back. Let yourself be drawn back all the way to Earth, to where you left your physical body behind. And feel your light body enter your physical body. Yet take a moment. Take your time. Now that you've received an activation, an attunement, a spiritual gift, and the responsibility to anchor love and light on earth as best as you can, to do whatever you can not to be seduced by the darkness, by the fear, by the illusions of separation. Instead, hold strong to your alignment with your divine I Am for the spiritual benefit of all beings on earth, for all living beings, all of creation, the plants, the animals, humans, the minerals, the mountains, everything. Know that I'm always with you. I'm very, very proud of every single one of you. For there have been many times you could have turned back. There have been many times where you could have just given up. But you haven't. You're here on earth stronger than ever, anchoring love and light into the world. And that is most beautiful. Call on me anytime. I am Saint Germain, your friend, your teacher, your guide, and your support in times of awakening. And it is so. Namaste.
All right. Well, what a great show. We really appreciate it, Gita.
Really, that's all we're getting from Mike, a one sentence. Well, thank you very much for everybody listening. I hope you are going through the 1111 gateway as safely and as gently as possible. I know this is a week filled with awakening and transformation and all kinds of facing our own shadow sides, but if we focus on that inner light within, I think it can be actually very easy and effortless. So that's what we need to focus on. So if you want to find out more about us, Mike has already given you the websites, but you can also find it on our website here at Blog Talk Radio. And Yeah, hopefully we can do events soon out of Clinton. We were considering doing some evening events where we simply do a question and answer channeling or something like that. We'll see what happens. So the winter months are here. So depending on how sick everybody is hopefully not getting, we can certainly set something up for the winter months. All right, Mike, anything you want to add?
No, just really enjoyed the show, and hope everybody out there enjoys it too.
All right, bud. Thank you very much, and have a good night, and peace out. Blessings.
Take care.